welcome to a very special history episode of Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, brought to you by Travelzork. Today we're going to be talking about the Tropicana Hotel and Casino, Las Vegas. The Tropicana was conceived by Ben Jaffe, part owner of the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami Beach. In 1955, Jaffe came to Las Vegas and bought the vacant property that would become the site of the Tropicana. M. Tony Sherman of Miami was the architect, and Taylor Construction Company was the general contractor. Jaffe intended the Tropicana to be the finest hotel in Las Vegas. Construction ran over schedule and over budget, due in part to competition for labor with the under-construction Stardust, also on the Las Vegas Strip. Jaffe had to sell his interest in the Fontainebleau to complete the Tropicana. Originally proposed as a $4.5 million project, it ultimately cost $15 million, including $800,000 for decorating and tropical landscaping. It was the most expensive Las Vegas resort developed up to that point, beating the $8.5 million Riviera, which opened 2 years earlier. The Tropicana would be advertised as the Tiffany of the Strip, in reference to the high-end jeweler Tiffany & Company. The Tropicana hosted a preview opening for local residents on April 3, 1957, before opening to the general public a day later. The resort's involvement with organized crime was confirmed a month later when a note bearing a Tropicana earnings figure was found in the possession of mobster Frank Costello, who was associated with Castell. Costello had been shot in a failed assassination attempt, and police discovered the note while he was under hospital care. The control board subsequently investigated to determine whether Castell was still secretly involved with the Tropicana. Castell had publicly invested more than $300,000 into the project during construction, and the Nevada Tax Commission eventually ordered the Tropicana to rid its ties with him as soon as possible by paying off the debts owed to him. The note was ultimately traced to Tropicana executive Louis Lederer and cashier Michael Tenico, both of whom would be removed from the property. The Tropicana originally opened with a three-story hotel and 300 rooms. The resort was built out in a Y shape with its two hotel wings branching outward from the casino building. A three-story wing extension with 150 rooms, designed by architect Homer Rissman, was added in 1959. Another wing was extended in 1962. A four-story addition with 132 rooms, also by Rissman, was added in 1964. Two major hotel expansions would later occur. The Tiffany Tower opened in 1979 with 600 rooms. It was renamed the Paradise Tower in 1986. The Island Tower opened in 1986 with 806 rooms. It later became the Club Tower. The first and second towers were designated as 22 and 21 stories respectively, although both skipped the 13th floor due to bad luck superstition amongst gamblers. As part of the 2010 renovation, the resort demolished its 1959 and 1964 wings, the latter to make way for a second entrance and additional parking along Tropicana Avenue. The 20th floor of the Paradise Tower was also renovated to include six luxury villas, removing 30 regular rooms in the process. As a result of these changes, the hotel was left with 1,467 rooms in total, down from approximately 1,870. Since 2012, the Tropicana's hotel has been affiliated with DoubleTree by Hilton. A $5 million remodeling project was launched in 1978 and included two new restaurants. Others would debut in the late 1990s, including the Savannah Steakhouse. The Tropicana also opened Pietro's, a fine dining restaurant which would go on to be well received. It eventually closed in 2007 under the resort's new ownership, which found it to be underperforming. The 2010 renovation added several new dining options, including the Italian restaurant Baccio. Legend Steak and Seafood, a 4,000 square foot restaurant, was updated to become Biscayne Steak, Sea and Wine. In 2017, it was remodeled again to include a bar and lounge. That year, celebrity chef Robert Irving opened a restaurant, Robert Irving's Public House, and the resort also added Oakville Steakhouse. From 1999 to 2005, the Tropicana was the home of the Casino Legends Hall of Fame, see? It displayed artifacts and memorabilia from hundreds of casinos and held induction ceremonies to honor notable Las Vegas entertainers and gaming industry figures. The 5,000-square-foot facility featured 10,000 items. Upon closing, it was quickly replaced by the Las Vegas Historic Museum, which lasted until 2006. Convention and exhibit space was added in 1973, and an expansion was completed in 2015. The space has hosted several exhibits, including Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition, which opened in 2005. It was joined in 2006 by Bodies the Exhibition, a display of preserved human bodies. The two exhibits, both produced by Premier Exhibitions, closed in 2008 to move to the Luxor. They were replaced in March 2011 by the Las Vegas Mob Experience, an attraction describing the rise and fall of organized crime in Las Vegas, featuring mob artifacts, holograms of famed gangsters such as Bugsy Siegel and Maya Lansky, and live actors. After being plagued by technical problems, litigation, and low ticket sales, and going through a bankruptcy and a partial closure, the exhibit became known as the Mob Attraction Las Vegas in March of 2012. It closed in November 2013. A plaza with tropical landscaping is located at the Tropicana Las Vegas intersection, in front of the resort and facing the strip, see? This area originally featured a water cooling tower, which was covered with a tulip-shaped fountain structure. It stood 60 feet and was demolished in 1977 as part of renovation work. The tropical theme was added in 1991 and included two large statues depicting Easter Island heads. The statues were 35 feet high and weighed 300,000 pounds each. They were removed in 1996 during a renovation. The plaza's tropical theme was expanded with the Caribbean Village facade, which began construction in 1993 and was finished within a year. In 1994, the plaza debuted a free laser light show, accompanied by music and special effects such as fog. Plans were announced in 2013 to build a two-story shopping area on the plaza land, but this project was later scrapped. The Tropicana opened with the 450-seat theater restaurant, featuring tiered flooring which overlooked a semicircular stage. It also included glass walls offering a view of the property's tropical gardens. The venue opened with singer Eddie Fisher, who was a regular performer there. Other venues included the Showcase and Blue Room lounges. Jazz performances took place in the latter, which opened in 1965. The Blue Room seated more than 400 people. Notable performers included Louis Armstrong, Errol Garner, Benny Goodman, Al Hurt, and the Ramsey Lewis Trio. The Tropicana Holiday, a striptease review starring Jane Mansfield, opened in 1958. Later that year, the Stardust Resort opened on the Strip along with the show Lido de Paris, featuring topless showgirls. Inspired, I'll bet, by the show's success, of course, the Tropicana debuted its own topless review in 1959, titled Folies Bergère. The show was imported from Paris. Aside from the showgirls, Folies Bergère also featured other acts, including the Las Vegas debut of magicians Siegfried and Roy, and Lance Burton. The show ran at the Tropicana until 2009, closing shortly before its 50th anniversary. As of 2023, it remains the longest-running show in Las Vegas history. The largest venue at the property is the 1,100-seat Tropicana Theater, which features the Prince tribute show Purple Rain since 2017 and the Michael Jackson tribute show MJ Live since 2022. The venue opened in 1973 as the Superstar Theater, built to the specifications desired by Sammy Davis Jr. It was renamed as the Tiffany Theater in 1975. In 2011, it became the Gladys Knight Theater when the singer began a residency at the venue. It was renamed as the Tropicana Theater later that year, after Knight's departure. From 2019 to 2022, it hosted the celebrity impersonator review Legends in Concert and was named the Legends in Concert Theater. Other productions at the theater have included magician Rick Thomas, magician Dirk Arthur, singer Wayne Newton, percussion group Recycled Percussion, a live production of Dancing with the Stars, Mamma Mia, the Broadway musical based on the songs of ABBA, Raiding the Rock Vault, a musical featuring classic rock songs. illusionist and child predator who is now in jail, Jean Reuven, and illusionist David Goldrake. A showroom on the Tropicana's mezzanine level is occupied by the Laugh Factory, a comedy club offering two nightly stand-up comedy shows, as well as nightly performances by impressionist Rich Little and comic magician Murray Sawchuk. The space opened in 1988 as Rodney's Place, a comedy club associated with Rodney Dangerfield, which closed after 6 months. It just had no respect. It then operated as the comedy club as the comedy stopped from 1990 to 2009. The venue next became the Bobby Slayton Room, offering regular shows by the comedian and several other performers. It then opened as Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in 2010. Garrett's Club departed in 2011 to move to the MGM Grand, and the Laugh Factory took over the space in 2012. In August of 2015, Penn National Gaming purchased the Tropicana for $360 million, making its first resort on the Strip. During the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic, Penn faced the prospect of financial issues brought on by resort closures. As a result, Penn sold the land occupied by the Tropicana to its spin-off company, Gaming and Leisure Properties Incorporated. The land sold for $337.5 million in rent credits, and the sale was finalized in April of 2020. Penn would continue to operate the Tropicana for another 2 years until the resort was sold. In April of 2021, Bally's Corporation agreed to purchase the Tropicana. A deal was finalized in September of 2022. Bally's bought the non-land assets of the resort from GLPI and Penn for $148 million and leased the land from GLPI for annual rent of $10.5 million. The Oakland Athletics, a Major League Baseball team, began considering a Las Vegas relocation in 2021, with the Tropicana property as a potential site for a stadium. Bally's chairman, So Kim, later said the Trop is obviously iconic, but it is really, in a lot of ways, economically obsolete. It literally is part of the glitz and glamour of Vegas, but it hasn't been that for decades. In May 2023, after more than a year of negotiations, the Oakland A's reached an agreement with Bally's and GLPI to demolish the Tropicana for redevelopment. The stadium will occupy 9 acres while Bally's will keep the remainder for a new casino resort, which will feature the company's brand name and 1,500 rooms. The Tropicana was previously intended to rebrand as a Bally's property. The stadium is expected to cost $1.5 billion, and a public funding package for up to $380 million was approved by the state in June of 2023. 5 months later, the Oakland A's relocation to Las Vegas was approved by Major League Baseball. Construction of the stadium is scheduled to begin in April of 2025, with completion in January of 2028. The Tropicana's hotel wings from 1957 were closed without fanfare in mid-November of 2023. They are the oldest resort rooms on the Strip. The rest of the Tropicana is scheduled to cease operations on April 2nd, 2024, and the resort is expected to be demolished by the end of the year. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, travelzork.travel. Visit travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. You can find us easily on social media, so feel free to join in on the conversation. All social medias are at TravelZork. We'll see you next time.